that's one of those songs that gets stuck in your head.
It's a great big
until
it's
you,
a small
until you go on Small World. But the best part of Carousel of Progress was in the first theater part. They had like the little things, the scenes on the side that light up,
right.
And it was like an old grandma sewing, and Big Fatty yells out, "It's Vera!
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
It's Vera!"
I didn't know Vera was in this. What I think is hilarious is people were taking pictures of people at the park because no one knows what Vera looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking pictures and like, Vera? And they've posted on the website.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's one of those songs that gets stuck in your head.
Oh, hello. Oh, dear Gussie, I don't have the micro hoist over here. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope my grandson can hear me now. Where was I? Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 703 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 13th of October, 2010. Y'all, it can only get better. I'm Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I gotta tell you, Tuesday was a much better day than Monday was. That's all I gotta say. Okay, so it's we're already improving, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you so much. But y'all, at the beginning of today's, and y'all say it with me now. Say it with me at the beginning of today's show. And y'all, I know you're doing that. I know. As a BFO supporter, I know that you say it out loud, y'all. Show. But y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard that Ginger Bro and the Albino, and y'all, they were talking about seeing Vera at Disney, and y'all, now granted, they were talking about the G'days at Disney in Florida, but y'all on the Hags Monday show, which came out so late, y'all. It was so late. Oh my gosh! I mean, it just barely got in under the gun to qualify as a Monday show. But y'all, she was, you know, all you've heard is, oh, I love Disneyland. I just love it. I've made maps and I just drool over it, and y'all, all she did was bitch about it. Oh, they've gone and ruined it. Oh, there are too many people here. Y'all, she's more of an angry old man than Miss Wes is. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't. The happiest place on earth was just a big old pile of shit for her. Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, the only thing she enjoyed was some sort of hamburger steak and a French fried potato. I don't know. Oh, this lemonade is... No! Y'all, it's just that old people, they just get all cranky. And y'all, when I go out to Southern California in May, y'all, I plan on going to the Disneyland. And, you know, I was going to see if the Hag and Myron might be interested in joining me. Y'all, I'm not so sure that's a good idea, because I want to enjoy myself. And y'all, you all say, oh, I was on my feet for 6 hours. My hooves have got blisters on them. Oh! But anyway, but y'all, if you haven't listened to that show, just go over there and just hear about her adventures in the happiest place on earth. That's all I gotta say. But now, y'all, I've got a couple of things. Y'all, first of all, we were, speaking of Vera, you know, she is a gourmet. And y'all, she was talking about making tater tots and dipping them in Thousand Island dressing, which, y'all, is nothing but ketchup and pickle relish. Vulgar! And, oh, I make my own thousand. Y'all, it's ketchup and pickle relish. That's all it is. But, I've made my own. But, she is a gourmet. And, y'all, she loves to make some delicacies. She loves the delicacies. I mean, she just loves them, y'all. So, y'all, if you're ever in the mood for an overdressed salad and some delicacies, head on over to Walnut Hills. That's all I gotta say. Y'all, in the mail today, I got my update on what is this called? This is one of my investments. And y'all, for the last quota, y'all, my investments went up $5,200, which y'all is amazing, because, you know, they've been just sucking the big old proverbial honking the bobo. Yes, Big Fatty, has not been good. It has not been a delicacy. But y'all, it was a delicacy to see that today. And y'all, I've paid my personal property taxes on the Ford explosion. And y'all, I've got my little sticker. Where did I put my little sticker? Because y'all have been doing some cleaning, and I'm afraid I've thrown it away. But it's right here. I've got to put that on my tag, on my license plate on the Ford explosion. Y'all, speaking of the Ford explosion, went got a phone call about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. On Tuesday, the Ford explosion, y'all, and they said this, the Ford explosion is on the road. And I went, oh, really? And they went, well, we're not really on the road. It's ready to get on the road. It's sitting in the parking lot right now. And I, oh, okay, well, thank you for calling. And y'all, I went and I picked it up. And y'all, the total price was $735.16. And y'all, of that, there was $8.24 in battery terminal in charges. These are the pots. There was $100.72 battery. Y'all, they've got a South Carolina battery tax. Y'all, that's where they get you. They get you. Oh, we'll be happy to dispose of that old battery for $2. And y'all, that's where they get you there. They get you with those $2 here and there. And y'all, then the new starter, $308.30. Y'all, I had no idea that a starter. And y'all, that is not like an appetizer, like a pizza roll, a gourmet pizza roll, which for many people is a delicacy. But anyway, it was that. And y'all, then we had labor charges of $181.90. But y'all, I thought that was pretty good, because that included the $60 wrecker charge and all the testing and the replacing of the battery terminals and ends and replacing the starter. And y'all, I pulled out the Platinum American Express, and y'all, it melted right in the machine there. It just melted into a big ball of goo. It was a big old ball of goo. And so, y'all, I signed that, and then I immediately drove to the ATM machine and put my cash money in there that I had gotten for the sale of the big screen TV. And y'all, I'll be sending that money once it is credited. Y'all, you know, you can put cash money in the ATM machine, and it still takes them a day before they'll credit your account with that, even though it's cash money, y'all. It is cash money. And So once it is credited to the account, I will go ahead and send it on off to the American Express, so I don't spend it, y'all. I don't want to spend it on something foolish. But y'all, I was in a much better mood on Tuesday than I was on Monday. And part of that was because I got the Ford explosion back. And y'all, the other part of it was because of this. Y'all, after I went by that ATM machine and deposited that cash money, y'all, I went by the P.O. box. And y'all, in the P.O. box, I had not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six pieces of mail, y'all. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. So, y'all, that shows that the mayor, you gotta check it. You gotta check it, y'all, because you just no telling how long it's been sitting in there because I didn't have the Ford explosion. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. But, y'all, I received, and I'm just going to go through these because, y'all, this is all very exciting. Y'all, I received a postcard from that, y'all, that is the roasted poke with the cornbread dressing and the squash casserole and a half a slice of lattice crust apple pie with a little ice cream on it. But y'all, the first one here, and some iced tea, unsweetened. But y'all, the first one here is a postcard from that Joe in Dallas, y'all, and he sent it. It has a postmark of Honolulu. Hawaiian. And y'all, on the front is a picture of Uncle Sam, and it says, "You've got what it takes, soldier. Now take care of what you've got." Oh, dear Gussie, that sounds vulgar, Big Fatty. That sounds just like something Joe from Dallas would send you. And y'all, it says, this was a World War II recruitment poster of Uncle Sam. And then Joe in Dallas writes, "Or it's a poster warning against syphilis. Who knows?" And y'all, hope you are awash in bacon and gentleman callers, Joe in Dallas. Y'all, wasn't that the sweetest thing that he took time out of his Hawaiian vacation to send Big Fatty a postcard? I just think it's lovely. Just lovely, Big Fatty. And Joe, thank you so much. And y'all, the Uncle Sam on here, he's got a white beard and white hair. Y'all, that Bjorn in Dallas might like to meet this gentleman caller. So anyway, y'all, the next one is from my straight boyfriend down there in the Australias. And y'all, you know, I've been on his shit list here lately. But that's okay, because, y'all, he's coming to see me. And, you know, there may be spankings or something. I don't know. But, y'all, the next one is from my straight boyfriend. I'm going to open it because, y'all, it has come par avion. Par avion. And, y'all, it is a it is a picture of a damn boot with a kitty cat in it. Oh, and it's just sitting there going, "Oh, Black Friday, I'm just a cute kitty cat in a boot." And, oh, dear Gussie. And says, "Meow, Merry Gay Crema, you big hunk of spunk." Oh, dear Gussie, yo, if you're going to have a straight boyfriend, it's best when they call you a big hunk of spunk. Oh, dear Gussie, "I hope you get a sling full of gifts. I forget who started the idea of sending scratchies, but I think it's a great idea. My wish, if you hit it big, is that you put a couple of coins towards adult beverages for your funeral after party." I think that's my after funeral party. After party. Your funeral after party. Okay. "Open bar would make it just a bit more fun. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you can't read. Kiss, a hug, and a big meow from your international straight boyfriend." Y'all, that is a sweet say. And y'all, there is a $3. Y'all, it is a $3 Australian lucky scratchy, y'all. And y'all, it is the How's That? And I can win up to $50,000. See the back of the card for instructions. And y'all, there's all kinds of, there's three different games on here. No, there's two different games on here and a bonus game also. Y'all, we're going to have to just save that. We are going to have to save it because we've got other cards to open. Yes, Big Fatty. And that is the first international lucky scratchy that Big Fatty has received. And y'all, if it is a winner, I will have to present it to Straight Bob in person for him to redeem it. And I'll put him in charge of the open bar, y'all, should I be a winner. Y'all, the next one is from Adam in Riverside, California. Y'all, I think this is a first. I don't think I've heard from Adam before. And that is A-D-A-M, not A-T-O-M. But Adam is in Riverside, California. And y'all, I believe that is in the Southern California area. So maybe I'll get to see Adam when I am visiting during the trip next May. Dear Gussie in McMussy, it says, Dear Fatty, here is $40 for the Live It Up contest. I couldn't let poor Lurie Darling carry the whole cost. I love your show. It touches me in all the right places. Dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, y'all. All my love and kisses. Y'all, this is not from Adam. It is from Adam. But y'all, you would not know this person as Adam. Y'all, you would know this person as Donna Sugars. Oh, dear Gussie. I hope I get to see Donna Sugars. And y'all, it says Donna Sugars. And y'all, there's a big old kiss mark on it. And it says President of the Repeal. No, the Raped. What does that say? President of the raped. Does that say raped? President of the something foundation. Donna, I can't read your writing. President of the repeal. Maybe it's repeal. Repeal. I don't know what that says, Donna. You're just going to have to write me. But, y'all, there's another $40. I've got to find the other. I've got to find the rest of that money to put it with the Teenia Mime Show cash money prize, y'all. And, Donna, thank you for writing to Big Fatty. And I know that Miss Wes and that Daniel... Biba will be excited to add that to the cash money prize. Y'all, the next card, y'all, it is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. It is from Moose, and y'all, it is in an orange envelope. Something tells me it has gay crema written all over it. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it is a pumpkin man. And he's got his pants pulled down, and he's got his big old pumpkin butt cheeks hanging out, and he's got his pumpkin head. So you can see his big old pumpkin crack and a plaid shirt. Oh, we know who that reminds us of. Oh, y'all, it says, and on the inside it says, What's Halloween without a full moon? Happy gay grandma, Moose. Y'all, that is the sweetest thing, Moose. You should have. Yeah, y'all remember, you don't say you shouldn't have, because that hurts people's feelings. Thank you so much for loving on Big Fatty like that, Moose. That is just lovely. And y'all, we love a gay crema card. So, anyway, even if it has a kitty cat on the front of it. So, y'all, and I've got, let's see, the next one here is, where is this from? Where, mail from? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I may have to wait till tomorrow's little show to open these last two cards. Y'all, there is one other piece of mail here that I don't know what it is. And I'm just anxious to see what it is. Y'all, it looks like it may be pornography. Yes, it is, y'all. It has its own separate envelope on the inside, and it says Spunk Video. Ah, Big Freddy, there goes my Cheerios. And y'all, it's all kinds of, it's all, oh dear Gussie, y'all, there's all kinds of vulgarness. I'm just going to have to preview this a little bit longer. Y'all, I'll put on some of that, you know what, I think I'll just put on some of that Pwn music and read this flyer.
That's one of those songs that gets stuck in your head.
Oh, I love it when the Pwn music is stuck in my head or somewhere else.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.